goes high. It is far. It is gone to win the game.
The Mets are on their way back.
World champions for the 27th time.
Home plate for all things Major League Baseball. This is the Nosebleeds Podcast on WFUV Sports.
Welcome into this week's episode of Nosebleeds. I'm Owen Kelty, joined by Will Talent and Lydia Perner. And this could have been a nice little funeral episode for the Yankees. I know we got three Yankee fans here, but they kept it alive last night. They finally get a win in the World Series, and I don't know how to feel. I'm super excited this morning just to see my first World Series win of my life, but I just want to get into it. How are you guys feeling today?
I feel great. Wednesday. Yesterday was nice to see. Yankees dominated a bullpen game. That's what they're supposed to do, get that one win. And we got Gerrit Cole today. That's where I'm at. You have to go day by day now because the season can end at any point during the day. So Game 5, Gerrit Cole, let's win one today as well.
I feel like I'm feeling right in the middle of you two. Like, I'm so confused about where the bats have been the first three games, but last night was pretty awesome, the commanding win. And, yeah, you got Gerrit Cole today, so I don't see why you can't be excited for the game tonight as a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, watching that game last night, Volpe hits the grand slam, and I'm, like, losing my mind. Then I remember, I was like, oh, we're down 3-0. Like, it's still a super exciting win, but being down 3-0 hurts. And then I kept thinking about, before we get into last night's game, don't want to talk about the last games. Game one, every time the Yankees put a run up, I just continually think about that game one and how it slipped away from them, and it should be tied right now. So that game still hurts, the Nestor Cortes decision. I think this is the first nosebleed since that's happened. So yeah. I just want to get your guys' opinion. What did you think about overall that game and that decision that Boone made?
Well, that game is going to go down as a serious issue with this series. I don't know how else to put it. It's definitely going to add some implications to how the Yankees will succeed. Yeah, they really should be tied right now. This should be a 2-2 series. Games 2 and 3, the Yankees, they were close games, but it felt like the Yankees lost by 15 runs in both of mm-hmm. those games, and they were only two-run games. Game 1 was well within reach. It should have been Tim Hill, not Nestor Cortes. I don't really know the thought process there. Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. Those are three Hall of Fame players, and Nestor Cortes hasn't pitched in 5 weeks, and you went with him. I don't get it. Tim Hill's been lights out in the postseason.
Still is lights out the last yeah. three games.
He's been excellent. He looked very good against Freddie Freeman in a couple of these games. So, yeah, that was Aaron Boone's worst decision of the postseason, and I give him a lot of credit because that is something – in recent postseasons that Boone notoriously does.
Oh, yeah.
Fumbles the management of the bullpen. Hasn't done that up until now when it really, really matters the most. Should have been Tim Hill, not Nestor Cortes. Oh, well. Now they're staring at a 3-1 series lead instead of tied 2-2.
And, well, right before that, wasn't that the play that Boone decided to walk Mookie
yes.
and load the bases?
Also mm-hmm. a weird choice.
So either way, you have two outs. Now runners on second and third, which would be a potential single. That would have won the game anyways because that would have been 4-3.
Yep.
So, and then obviously putting Freddie up to face Nestor. I don't know if that's like a lefty-on-lefty thing, but there was no reason for that. And then watching Tim Hill, obviously, in game two, get that out against Freddie, that was painful to watch. I think Boone also made a number of questionable decisions in that game. And I think back to your point, Will, about he's managed the bullpen well. Well, yeah, but I just don't think – I hate to say this as a Yankee fan because I know it's been like annoying and we've faced it. I don't think that the KC series and Cleveland series were necessarily series where you had to make these like huge game impacting decisions. And now that you're finally playing a World Series caliber team, you're seeing like another side of him come out.
I totally agree with that. The thing with the one little caveat with that is you still have to put the right guys in. Because in those two series, with the exception of some of the Cleveland games, the KC series, the Yankees didn't hit at all.
It was managed bullpen-wise, I think, perfectly.
Yeah, so they had to preserve 2-3-run leads. And I know it's Kansas City, but doesn't matter. They made the playoffs for a reason. They could have easily just put on 2-3 runs. So I give Boone a lot of credit there because there had been series in the past where Boone wouldn't put the right guy in, give up a couple runs, just kind of throw a game away. And that hasn't really been the case, and I'm not saying they threw game one of the World Series away. That was a very tight ball game. It was a classic World Series game for sure. But you got to go with the guy that's pitched in October and not the guy that hadn't pitched since September 15th.
That was a really weird decision for me. I thought Tim Hill, too, had looked perfect throughout the entire playoffs. Like, he had been one of their better guys, even against righties. And I think, I don't know if it was game two or game three, but he also got Mookie Betts out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's gotten Freddie Freeman out every single time. But then also you look at, they put Nestor in game, that was game three, right? Nestor pitched again, and he gets all three of them out. It's like, I guess that's just baseball. But the guy who's going tonight is Gerrit Cole, and that was another interesting Boone decision in game one. Gerrit Cole was pulled after 88 pitches. A lot of people hated that decision. I didn't hate the decision. I thought after the season he's had, I mean, for him, realistically, for a guy that pitches as many innings and games does, his body's probably in, what, August, it feels like, for him, and it's the World Series, 88 pitches, and I don't know if he's completely healthy. I didn't hate that decision, and now he'll hopefully tonight be able to go more than 88 pitches, but did you think he should have been pulled in game one?
Absolutely not. He should have pitched that entire seventh inning. I know, or at least to a point where you didn't feel he could get guys out. At 88 pitches, this was my big thing going into the series. You should get, hypothetically, Gerrit Cole three times. I don't even know if it's going to happen now because he didn't pitch yesterday. He's going to pitch today. If they push it to a seventh game,
he'd be bullpen, I think.
He's got to make an appearance. Though. He's got to make an appearance somewhere. Maybe an inning or two. You paid the guy over $300 million. He makes $36 million a year. This is the exact reason you brought him onto this team. You need him out there as much as you can. You probably have the most confidence in him out of any pitcher on your staff. You want him facing Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman, because if he gets beat, that's best on best. So, also didn't like that. It was way too early, in my opinion. Yankees were only up by one. They pitched a clean seventh inning and then gave up that run in the eighth to tie it. But Gerrit Cole should have been in that game over 100 pitches if he got to that. Think about it. If he gave you seven innings, you don't use Holmes,
who then didn't get out of the seventh, and you don't go to Canely that early.
So now you're using three pitchers instead of just one, and all you would have needed was six outs.
Yeah.
I know it was still tied, but you theoretically needed six outs. That's two pitchers. You ended up using five additional pitchers. So it's just another little blemish for the pitch management. You have to do what you got to do if you're Aaron Boone, but the ace should be going as long as they possibly can.
Do you think he's healthy, though? Like, the things they've said make me think he's not fully healthy.
I don't think he's been fully there all season long, personally. I think there's been times where, you know, he's taken off on some pitches on his velo for his fastball. I don't know if he's been fully healthy the entire year. I think he really just needs the off season.
Mm-hmm.
They need him right now to be a horse. I don't know. I haven't heard too much about him being unhealthy. So if that's the case, unless something serious pops up or anything in general that you have concerns for,
let's say,
February or March, then plan accordingly because he's still going to be here. So if not, though, he's got to go seven tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, when you look at who's on the mound, like, it's Cole in that situation. It's not Schmidt or Heel. It's a guy. It's your ace in LA in game one. Yeah, sure, there's a guy on first, but I think that was just a very panic move by the Yankees. And I think, like, Cole's the one pitcher that he's a gamer. He's a playoff gamer. That's what Rodon was supposed to be, but he hasn't really been that. I want to see him go through that inning. And he was working, like, really efficiently up until that point. So I'm still scratching my head at why he removed Cole in that situation. But
yeah, I mean, that hurts. And tonight, hopefully, Cole goes probably over 100 pitches. And, I mean, if they're going to win this game, he's going to probably have to go seven shutout. Luke Weaver threw, like, I think 20 pitches last night. But the bullpen's gotten a little overworked. Before we move on to last night's game, games two and three, you brought it up. They're kind of a wash. I know they look at 4-2 both games, but game two didn't feel that close. They had the Soto home run, and then just in the ninth inning, they had the bases loaded rally. Volpe strikes out, and then Jose Trevino hits that weak fly ball. That was also another Boone decision I thought was questionable, was not using Jason Dominguez instead of Jose Trevino.
So I was totally fine with Trevino being there. I hear what you're saying. That may be the better bat. Dominguez hasn't gotten an at-bat in almost a month. So I'm fine with him not being there. Also, you subbed out Wells for Trevino. That, at least if they had tied the game in that situation.
You don't have to double swap.
Yeah, and you keep somebody on your bench at the very least where he could pinch run or come in as a defensive replacement if it got to that point. Or even pinch hit for somebody then. So I didn't really mind it. Trevino got a fastball. He did everything, and he hit it well. You know, it just didn't hit it, you know, far enough.
Yeah.
So he did everything he could in that situation. I really wasn't too upset about that. I actually thought that was the right call. But it shouldn't have gotten to that point. Why are the bats slowly coming to life in the ninth inning, the last two games, mm-hmm. with the exception of yesterday? Games two and three, the Yankees' bats came alive in the ninth inning in innings 3 or 4 through 8 in both games. Nothing.
And not even really in game three. It was just that Verdugo home run that, like, doesn't even feel like the bats were coming alive. It was just like a random home run in the ninth.
At 4-2 game, that game, game three in particular, that was not a 4-2 game. That was a 14-2 game.
Yeah, that game felt over from the Freddie Freeman home run.
Yeah, and it was early. It was so early. Yeah, that was the first inning. They were defeated in this game as well. They didn't have a lead, but they tied it with the Soto home run mm-hmm. immediately. This is another thing, too, with the Yankees in this series, the little things.
Give the lead up immediately.
So bad. Immediately. Rodon, easy. Two outs in that third inning, and then three extra base hits. It may have been four, actually, and three runs.
Yeah, I think it was double, home run, double.
Double, yeah. With two outs. It just can't happen. Game three, two days ago, Jake Cousins, not faulting him. It's just the little things for everybody on the team. Two outs, 1-1 count, hit by pitch. No, I'm sorry, it was two strikes. I don't think it was two outs, but still. Two strikes, hit by pitch, wild pitch, RBI.
And it's on Gavin Lux, who he also walked in game one. That's their worst hitter in their lineup.
Yeah.
One of the worst postseason hitters.
Little things.
They nearly did that last night after the Volpe Grand Slam, too. Mm-hmm. Didn't it go 5-4, and then we got the insurance home run in the sit to go 6-4?
Yeah, they made it a one-run game. Yeah, they made it a one-run game and a bullpen game.
Right when you get the momentum of the Grand Slam of Volpe, then you go down in the bottom and just the next inning give up a run, and now we're just sitting there hoping and praying that the Yankees can figure it out because – I don't know. I was shocked to see after 5 runs. I was like, with the way that the Yankees have been, my mindset was like, well, there's no way they can score more than 5 runs. Just how it's been. Like you tell me after 3 games they're gonna score 11 runs, I won't believe you. But it was great to see, and thank God that didn't come to bite us. But
yeah, last night was a nice little offensive explosion. But when you're at home, like to this huge for tonight's game, you have to get through that first inning clean because the crowd was so into it in game three, game four, and then you immediately come out and give up a 2-run home run in both those games. So that's going to be really big for Cole tonight. I think even though last night they come back and win down 2-0, they win this game 11-4, it's huge for Cole that you need that first shutdown inning to keep the crowd into it. And we were talking about this before, Will. We kind of have different opinions on this. I think after going down 2-0, that guy reaching over fired up the crowd. I know you didn't think it was that good of what he did. I thought it was pretty awesome. I know what you're saying, like, you know, he could have hurt him, but I thought it was pretty cool to see him fire up the crowd.
It fired up the crowd for sure. I didn't like it. I thought it was just, you're crossing a line there. You just don't touch the players, man. Like, I know you spend a ton of money, but, I mean, Mookie caught the ball, and they forcefully took it out of his hand, and the one dude grabbed his wrist. That's just, that was enough for me. I said, that's a little ridiculous. I know it fired up the crowd, but it just got to be a little bit better than that. That's why you get takes that Yankee fans are classless. Yeah, that was
a
pretty classless
move. A lot of Yankee fans
move.
Are classless, so you know you can't beat the allegations at this point. Might as well give in to them.
I guess so, but I just wasn't a fan of it. If it's the momentum shifter, then it'll be in a documentary one day.
Yeah, hopefully we get our own little 2004 documentary. Like, I was watching the game last night. Once Volpe hits that grand slam, shout out Kurt Sippel sends me the doc. He's been texting me throughout the World Series, making fun of me because I have a theory that it's all rigged. But we'll not get into that here. But last night's game was really good for the offense. How about that? The Volpe grand slam was just,
it was memorable,
especially for like every Yankee fan knows he's like the kid that grew up a Yankee fan, diehard, and to see him hit that home run just like. It felt nice. It was just really cool just to see him hit that. And then the picture with Jeter after the game. But offensive explosion. Judge finally gets on the board. Just what did you guys see from the offense last night that can give you hope that even though it was versus a bullpen game, game five can kind of be similar to that and they can go on and hopefully win the series?
I think last night the biggest thing, I wrote this down after game three. I made a huge document on game three just typing out my thoughts because I was so mad during it. And my biggest thing was the Yankees weren't working counts. They, sure, you can strike out after, but I'd rather you strike out, you know, three going, like, you work a 3-2 count, you see 13 pitches or whatever, because I felt every time the Dodgers were up, yeah, even if they were getting out, they were working counts, and I just didn't think the Yankees were doing that, and it was just making it so easy on a guy like Walker Buehler or Flaherty, like any of those guys. So that was my biggest takeaway from game three, and then I thought they did that last night.
They
were slow in the first few, but
yeah,
I think they were able to work the counts, and that was big.
That they definitely were trying to work counts in game three, but it was the wrong way. Mm. They're taking fastballs right down the middle.
They took like 24 fastballs down the middle in game three.
I think it was the most of anybody all season, including the regular season.
Yeah,
every game this year, that was the
most
fastballs taken.
Most first pitch fastballs taken.
Imagine you just swung at half of those.
Right, just give yourself a chance on it. So, yeah, I think they were trying to work counts, but they were doing it backwards.
Yeah.
The best pitch for a pitcher is strike one. You let them get ahead early. They can move and do a lot of things. They get another strike over, then they really have a lot of room to work. But a lot of those fastballs that they were just taking right down the middle every single time puts you in a hole. I know if you're trying to work the count, yeah, you should probably take it and then get another pitch, but it's the World Series. Look at how some of these pitchers have been pitching to Judge, and how you pitch in the postseason. You attack. You just go and attack because tomorrow is not promised. You just go and attack. If you get a fastball over at 98 and they take it for a strike, it's not May. We're not seeing pitches. You've seen that all year long. So they were trying to, doing it in the wrong way, though, and it started to bite them. And when you face a guy like Buehler, he gets into a little bit of a groove. We saw it. Same with Flaherty.
That's all. I think all their starters, if you don't get on them early, they can give you five innings of good,
and they get
of
better.
Good pitching. Yeah.
They get better each inning. It's ridiculous. Walker Buehler got better with each pitch he threw. It was 96 on the black, and then the breaking ball was just right there, pinpoint. And he was just able to get further and further into the game, saving that bullpen. So, yeah, I agree with you, Lydia. They need to work counts. They just need to do it more scrappily. They need to, if you need to take a hack at that fastball right down the middle. If it's fouled off, it's fouled off. Just swing.
And that Volpe, that was the first pitch of the at-bat. So it was kind of a different adjustment from the Yankees last night because you talked about they took 24 fastballs down the middle. Volpe jumps on the first pitch, hits a grand slam. And, like, Wells was much more aggressive. And I don't know if you guys saw his post-game interview, which was, I thought it was awesome. He was just like, Ken Rosenthal brought up how he was 4-for-40-something. He was like, hey, screw it. We're down 3-0. Might as well just go out there and just swing away and hope for the best. And that's the attitude that the Yankees have to have. You're down 3-0, backs against the wall. And at this point, whatever happens, happens. Just go out there and just kind of try whatever you can get to work. And that's going to be kind of similar for tonight's game. It's going to be Flaherty versus Cole. Yankees have the pitching advantage, and I mean there's a realistic path that they could come back down 3-0, but first they have to get through tonight's game. I mean, no team has ever been down 3-0 and made game six, but with Cole on the mound tonight, how you guys feeling about the game?
I feel solid. I'm of the mindset, though, that you got a game today, you just got to win.
Yeah, look at today
I'm not
only.
Even thinking about game seven. On the Fox broadcast after the game, like their news recap of it, not their sports panel recap, but the news recap after the game ended said, they're trying to do this, they're trying to make history, and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, all right, you're just pulling out narratives. I understand what you're trying to do, but that's too much for me right now. I'm not even thinking about game six. I'm just thinking about tomorrow because they were given tomorrow. If they lose, everything you just said is not going to matter whatsoever. They're going to lose in five games. So let's just focus on game five and Gerrit Cole. You have a game today. You got to win the game today. And then we'll focus on today's what? Wednesday. We'll focus on Friday when we get to Friday.
Yeah. I'm of the opinion that it's all rigged and scripted. So if they win tonight, they are winning in seven. But I don't want to get too far ahead. Something to look at for tonight's game was Judge's at-bats yesterday looked a lot better. I know it's like it feels like we're talking about Judge in April and May. It's like, oh, his at-bats look better. But at this point, you got to take whatever you can get. He got a hit in that last at-bat. The Yankees have to come out early and score, I think, tonight on Flaherty if they're going to win this game. If the longer they let him go, that bullpen is fully, fully rested. Full day off yesterday. And Dave Roberts is going to have a quick hook on Flaherty. I think if the Yankees jump on him early and put up two runs, we could see him gone in the second inning. Like, Dave Roberts knows how to come back from down 3-0, only team to ever do it in the postseason or in MLB history. I think Dodgers will be quick with a quick hook on Flaherty, and Cole needs a couple shutdown innings to start, and the Yankees need to get on early.
Yeah, the key is to not give up a Freddie Freeman home run in the
first inning.
That's just been so ridiculous. Hats off to him. Great hitter. If they win, he's going to be the MVP. It's no doubt. But it's honestly so ridiculous that you come into the dugout and you're immediately losing the game.
2-0 every single time.
Every time. You need a 1-2-3 if you put someone on, fine. No runs. It's got to be a clean slate.
You got to keep the crowd into it.
Yeah.
As much as you can keep a crowd that's down 3-1 into a game.
Would you ever consider walking Freddie?
Not in the first inning.
Not in the first inning.
That was just a genuine question, yeah.
Yeah, not in the first inning.
What if there's no guys on base? Like, that's their first base.
With Cole pitching, no.
That's fair enough.
You got to go best on best. He's your ace for a reason. You got to pitch to him. If he hits a home run, I mean, that's so crazy.
If he hits a home run in a seventh straight game, you've been tipping
your cap to him because it's been so crazy. But in terms of winning this game, that's how they would have won game one. Not with everything that happened. If they jumped on Flaherty, which they did not, they would have had a lot better of a path to winning that game. It would have been a lot less stressful. They need to jump on Jack Flaherty.
They need to stop leaving runners on base.
And that they do that so frequently.
And they need to stop doing it with two outs, like getting guys on base with two outs. I feel like every time there's runners on base, there's two outs.
Yeah. Or someone just get a
just
big
any
hit.
Hit. Need,
get
the,
a big hit.
They have not
do
had
something.
The big hit of this. I mean, Volpe had
Volpe's
it,
was, but.
But still, like, looking back on game one, after Flaherty gave up that home run, he ended up loading the bases. Like, the Yankees could have blown that game open. Alex Verdugo strikes out at a pitch at his head. Like, that cannot happen tonight. Like, they have to keep the momentum going. You put up 11 runs. You have to keep the offense going and keep all the momentum that you had from last night. Because if you don't, it could get quiet quick there at Yankee Stadium if they don't keep something going early in this game.
The biggest thing is that clean first inning, though, to come back to it. They cannot give up a run in the first inning. You have to go into the bottom half, not down. You're digging yourself a hole. You just dig in that hole. Even deeper. And in the first inning, it's a lot deeper than people think. I know it's the first inning, but especially when it happens as frequently as it's been, and it's every single game, that's a lot of work for the offense. You just need a clean inning tonight in the first.
Yeah, do you think they stick with Jazz at cleanup again? I thought that was always just a move of Stanton down. You think they stick with that again, or that was maybe because of a bullpen thing?
Was it to go right, left, right, left?
Yeah, it was for a matchup thing. I don't know, man. Maybe they put Giancarlo back up there. But I am of the philosophy, you know, if it's not broken, if it's broke, no.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Don't fix
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah. I threw it away. But yeah, just do that. Just do that. Roll out the same lineup. That lineup, I know, is a bullpen game. Scored 11 runs. Just roll it.
Got to keep
roll
it going. If you're going to score 11 runs, you got to just keep what you have. But that is going to do it for us. Huge game for the Yankees tonight. Yankees-Dodgers, 8 o'clock tonight. Cole versus Flaherty. Yankees hoping for an absolute miracle and that they can come back from down 3-0. that will be it for this week's episode of Nosebleeds. For Lydia Perner, Will Talent, I'm Owen Kelty. Nosebleeds is a production of WFUV Sports.